It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Boondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buns by the Blueberry Store. Another morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Treat Hartman, Courtney Tobol, Hillary Fisher all here in the studio. And we gave Shelly the week off.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Been working real hard. So yeah. We said, you know, just take the week off and we'll take care of this for you. So, but we have more food here, Treat. And we got a tray and it looks like a burger and a burger concoction or something.
Burger and burger.
A burger and burger.
Burger and fries and some beans. So I just thought I'd go a little traditional.
And dessert.
And dessert. We got Hillary's dessert. And is it any good? Is it? Okay, good.
That is good.
Wow. I can't go wrong with lemon and blueberries.
Oh, we're already to dessert?
I mean, well, Hillary's here.
Hillary is.
Did somebody mention dessert?
Here I am. Hello.
That's funny. Yeah.
No, we can start with your burgers.
Okay, that will be nice.
Yes.
All right, so I have two different kinds. One is a ground beef, and I put our frozen blueberries in it and some seasoning, salt, pepper, and I think garlic powder, something simple like that. And I made it, I put it in a, what do you call it?
Sheet pan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just kind of put it in there, but I made them on the thicker side.
Mm-hmm. They look
and,
good.
Then I baked it until it was done.
Well, let's give it a try. Yeah.
And then I made a burger.
I hope
out
that's
of it.
How you usually do it when you
bake it.
You do it till it's done.
Normally, yeah. And then the toppings, of course, you do whatever you want. But this one has marinated onions in our vinaigrette, the True Blueberry vinaigrette, with a little bit more balsamic vinegar to amp it up a little bit.
Mm.
And then the barbecue sauce with our barbecue sauce with mayo. To make a sauce.
That
the
is
tomato.
Good.
Yeah, I thought, and it's very easy. And, you know, I don't even think you'd even notice that the blueberries are in there.
I don't know. My first bite, I got three.
You did? Oh, okay. And then some bacon, that candy bacon that we make.
I didn't even notice the tomato in here.
You have a tomato?
No.
You took it out for me. You treat me right,
those nasty, slimy tomatoes. I don't know how you tomato eaters can eat those.
I love tomatoes.
I took mine out too.
I love all tomato products, but just not the tomatoes.
Gotcha. Well, then I'll make it absent unless I forget.
No, we really should be cooking it the way, you know, because a lot of people do like tomatoes, and those that are picky, like Courtney and myself. Typically, we've lived a life of taking stuff off.
I'm a
excellent picker outer.
So we're used to that. Uh-huh. It's not like it really bothers us when we have to.
Yeah, if one sneaks in there, it's okay.
Unless it's a slivered onion from McDonald's, then the whole meal is off.
Saying earlier, I'm like, really? But he doesn't mind onions.
Yeah, just one slivered onion. I mean, they're so small, but just one of those.
We'll get you.
They're so good.
Every time you bite it, it's ugh.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, McDonald's.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing that I don't. I mean, just about anything that they have, that the way they make it, I like it. Other than those slivered onions, they're just not good.
And I made sliders, so when you have that sheet pan, you just cut them.
Yeah.
So they're square.
And that's easy.
Like a White Castle looking thing. And
yeah.
They didn't look real appetizing when I pulled it out of the oven, even though they were done. So I just seared them about two minutes for all of them.
No, it's really good.
Right. Just to brown them up a little bit.
Like you can barely taste the blueberries in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I really wouldn't know if you didn't tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I might say, well, what kind of was that?
But you might have,
if you didn't say it was blueberries, might not be able to put your finger on what that actually was.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a little health to your burger.
There you go. That's good.
And then the other burger is a slider. These are sliders. Is something kind of different. I don't know if you guys all like mushrooms. But
I'm going to try a little nibble of it, but...
Because it tastes like chicken. No, everything tastes like chicken, right? Anyway, so it's a lion's mane mushroom, which grows in a big cluster. And then you peel it apart and you get chunks. And so that reminded me of a chicken sandwich type of thing.
Okay.
You know, a bunch of nuggets or something on your
sandwich.
Well,
that's a big chunk.
Those tenders. No way. Okay, that's all right. Because the texture is different.
Oh, yeah. And if this is anything like an Impossible Burger, I'm going to be doing what she's doing over there.
Maybe not. But at that part, I don't. Because it's thick. It's a thicker thing than. If you don't care for mushrooms, this one's probably not the one you should try.
Well, the dessert's still good.
And I put cheese on all of them, and I treated the, because it's kind of like a vegan, vegetarian type of
Well, I'll burger. Say you have it. I mean, the presentation is beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks great.
And if that's what you enjoy.
But I would actually have to agree on that.
The texture,
you know,
is
it? There's a bit of a texture thing, but for those that are either vegan or vegetarian, I think this is a wonderful meal for them. They're used to that. That's what they're used to eating.
I'm going
for it. If you like
it.
Mushrooms, you will like this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I think so, too.
Sensible. And plus, don't forget, it's warmed up again, you know, so it's not crunchy like you know, would want it or whatever.
Yeah. But I have zero problem with taking that big hunk of mushroom on here and eating it itself as a mushroom.
Oh.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And you like mushrooms, so
I don't even taste the mushroom.
It's a texture thing for me.
It's weird.
It's a different one. And those are some you don't usually see in the grocery store.
Let me try it. And maybe
maybe you got too much bun with it or something.
let me try another piece. What's going on here?
Well, these things are tough on meat eaters. I've tried a few vegan things over because of the radio show I had to try. Otherwise, there's no way I would ever even pick that up to eat it. You know what I'm saying? If that's my choices of what's eat, there was a hamburger here and a mushroom burger here, it's always going to be the hamburger.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean,
well,
what do you mean, really?
It's meat.
You didn't you grow up with all meat eaters?
Really
all
your life?
Is
it?
Yeah. Yeah, the mushroom is, it is. But as
burger.
A burger, it feels weird.
I like everything on it.
Nice.
Like, I took the bun off. I want to make sure I just got the mushroom. And I think it's excellent.
I haven't got down to that just yet because I've been running my mouth.
Just use your fork.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to get
there. You go. So just take a big.
It's
chunk
like a
of that.
Hunk of cauliflower.
It's really good.
And then you know the sauce. I made it a little sweet, so I did a mayo with the preserves in it.
Well, you know, I didn't feel like anything was weird with the texture at all because it still had crunch to it. From how did you make it?
Let's save how did you make that for the next break because we need to take one right now, right here on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Ooh, I'm Even Steven, and I used to be on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Now I'm just a low-budget voice talent. My washer and dryer broke, so now I go to Goody's Wash & Go. At Goody's Wash & Go, my laundry has never been cleaner. Sometimes I use the quarter machines, and sometimes I use the wash, dry, and fold service. And now I hear they pick up and deliver for free. Woo! So go to Goody's Wash & Go today and get your clothes as clean as mine. That's Goody's Wash & Go!
Hey y'all, it's the weekend and time for a big old barbecue. But you won't catch me doing all that prepping, cooking, and cleaning. I go out to Mama's TJM Barbecue. That stands for Tender Juicy Meats. And now, they also offer in deep fried chicken wings, dark meat, and chicken strips. You'll find them at 68099 County Road 388 on the southwest corner of 68th and Phoenix, right next to the fun park. And on Facebook at Mama's TJM BBQ. Call ahead at 269-252-1464. From single meals to catered events, Mama's Barbecue. Go get yourself some. If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher, Courtney Tobel, and Treat Hartman here in the studio. And we just were talking about a mushroom burger and how it tastes better as a mushroom, at least for some, for Courtney and I.
Yeah.
That it tastes better, or for Hillary and I, as just a mushroom.
It tastes good. Yeah.
And I don't know, did you ever come to, you? Could you even try it as just a mushroom, Courtney?
I did, and
she
I
did
can.
Try
and she
it.
She still can't. She's not a mushroom girl. And that's
she attempted that was
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, and that's how
no thank you.
How
no
people
thank you.
Are.
No thank you, bye.
Yeah, no doubt. No, yeah, we're all different with that. We all have different tastes.
Look how far Rob's came.
Look how no far Rob, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah. We try not to look back too much back at that. Of those yeah, the closed minded days. I'm open by about 5% since then. So all right. So yeah, that was still, but like I said, I mean, I tried these. You gave me a bunch of them a couple weeks ago, and we deep fried them and put a little batter, and they were yeah. they're wonderful as just regular mushrooms. So, but for me, I guess at 50, I think I'm 53 now. After 53 years of being a meat eater, when you know you pick up your
yeah.
burger and
true.
And it's not meat, there's just something in the brain. You know, it's like when I got
don't call it a burger.
Yeah, when I got COVID. You know, halfway through, I lost my sense of taste for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And but I tell you what, I was eating a McDonald's. I went that they never stopped me from eating. I went to McDonald's, got a quarter pounder. I'm at home, I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm like, wait a second, I can't even taste it. But but in my brain, I was tasting it for quite a while. I'm like, wait, right. I can't taste this.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, so
is awkward.
Yeah, so it's a big change. And, you know, I bet you know, even vegetarians or people that come back to meat, it takes a little while. You know, all of a sudden just, yeah. you know, grab a steak and start going if you haven't eaten.
I don't know.
In a
I guess
time.
I didn't feel like anything was wrong with the texture. Like, did you feel it was spongy or something?
Yeah.
It felt that way a little bit. Huh. I mean, like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mushrooms kind of are an acquired taste. There's a lot of people that just cannot do mushrooms.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's a fungus.
Yeah. I cannot. Yeah.
A fungi. Yeah. Yes.
What else we got?
We're going to try some of these potatoes here. French fries. Yeah. These look pretty good.
Well, I made them and deep fried them like you would. I do it in two ways. I fry them in oil first to get them brown.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I take them out, let them rest, and then I put them back in. But I was in a hurry, so maybe they're not quite as good as they should be.
Oh, these are good.
Are they?
What's the sauce?
What's this? Yeah.
Well, it's that barbecue with mayo.
We our call barbecue. It
our barbecue. Our barbecue, yeah. True Blue blueberry barbecue sauce with a little bit of mayo just to make it saucy.
Saucy.
And that's also on the burger.
It's good.
Saucy.
And so it kind of complements each other, and you mm-hmm. can make it, you know, a little bit different or whatever.
It tastes really good.
It yeah. does taste really good.
It does.
I was like,
I'm
wow.
a ketchup guy. I'm netting, and I like it. I really like that.
Good. And then there's a pickle that just comes out of the jar.
Nothing special about that pickle.
Nothing special about that.
You didn't quarter or anything?
They came sliced.
All right.
My favorite pickle.
Well, it looks great.
What kind is it, your favorite pickle?
Oh, I can't remember. It's just a
Clausen's.
Jar by the deli meat.
Oh.
Or that
Vlasic
type.
Or something. Or not Vlasic. Clausen. I can't remember.
Clausen.
Clausen. There you go. Clausen. Clausen. Clausen.
Yeah.
Today is a weird wow. show day.
It is.
And,
I love yeah. when that happens, by the way.
Good grief.
Because maybe because it was that pink moon we had the other day.
Oh,
that pink
could be.
Moon.
Yeah, the pink moon.
We're still under its effects.
Maybe. Huh. Anywho.
Yes.
What's up with the baked beans?
Okay, that has a little bit of barbecue sauce, the blueberry barbecue sauce. So it kind of complemented all. So it might be a little too much barbecue, but.
No, those are good.
Are they?
It's tasty, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's too much.
No? This a little bit goes in there.
Yeah.
And it comes, you know, out of the can. I didn't do anything special, but it just makes it so different, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
And if you baked it, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. I like to put different beans in the casserole mm-hmm. dish and then throw all that stuff together.
Like a cowboy
bean.
I would say, isn't it like a cowboy bean
yeah.
or something
yeah.
like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That is good.
But then
yeah.
the, yeah, and you put barbecue sauce in that anyway. Yeah. So it's, that. This. Why not put a little bit of additional flavor and health, a little bit of yeah. health in there.
Well, what I like is with the barbecue sauce that you used it so many different ways.
Yeah, it's so versatile.
Yeah.
It's so thick.
So you can go through a jar rich. Easily. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to have it just sit around.
It doesn't take a whole lot. for any of it to bring the flavor, because it is flavorful on its own. But you wait till we do some ribs.
Yeah. I almost was picking through it to see if I found a piece of candied bacon in there.
Oh, no.
I kind of ran out of bacon.
Don't tell Shelly.
Take it off your burger.
I think honestly, the country is running out of bacon.
Don't let that happen. That's a mortal sin, I think. What happened, and I do want to stress this, is that once you put that preserve on there, it goes fast. It'll flame. It'll smoke in your oven. And that's what happened. The outer edges got too done, and I didn't, they're just black.
They're burnt.
Did you have your fire extinguisher close?
No, because I looked at the oven, and I thought, it's smoking. I thought, oh, my gosh.
Look at those interesting colors inside of there.
Bake them first, get them almost done, and then you smear the preserves on it.
Oh.
And then you put it back in the oven to caramelize that.
Okay.
Only that.
Right.
So it's very touchy.
So you've had a busy day.
It's been one of those mornings. It's oh my word. And I get up very early and start my day, but this day was like, oh my word.
Yeah.
I kept stumbling.
Yeah.
Anyway, the pictures might not be very good of all this food.
Lovely.
We shall see.
Like I said, it's been one of those days already.
I
think we should wait for the dessert because we only got about a minute left. So wanted to make sure we talked about the store. Anything new going on at the store?
We are bringing in some more new products.
Yep.
Yeah. So every week, I think we're bringing in something new.
Yeah. So if you've been down there, you're like, I've already been there. Check it out again because there's something else that's probably added.
Nice. What new product that's are you exciting. Most excited about?
Well, we've never had it before. It would be the pillow covers.
Pillow covers.
Yeah.
With little embroidered blueberries on it or something? Or they smell like blueberries?
No, they're not like a scratch and sniff.
No, that would no. How awesome would that be? I don't know why you couldn't. I got a t-shirt from you guys once and it smelled like blueberries.
Yeah. That's because it's in the store.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's funny. Scratch and sniff pillow. No, but it does have blueberries on it. It's very nice, very upscale, very nice
And then
quality.
We got the new, like those new glass cups that everybody's carrying. With the bamboo lids on them and the straw.
Nice.
We got some really pretty blueberry ones down there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite.
I'm unfamiliar with what those are, but we do need to take a break.
Right.
You can go to theblueberrystore.com to find these new products, I'm sure. And not yet.
In store.
Only in store. They're not going to be on the website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go make a visit to the store. And if you go down there, what's the address down there in South Haven?
525 Phoenix Street.
525 Phoenix. Anything else? You know, the Blueberry Store, you can just give them a call at 1-877-654-2400. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flatwork, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Courtney Tobol, Hillary Fisher, Treat Hartman here in the studio. And we had already tried some burgers. We tried some French fries. We tried the beans. We're going to save this dessert for just a minute. And And try that. Hill, are you going to be able to get another dessert to try when we try dessert?
Trey, you skipped me. I didn't get a dessert.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That was devoured in the first minute of the show.
Oh, yeah.
While we were still eating hamburgers. But hey, back on, we had some crazy weather this week and some freezing. Mm-hmm. And what was that, Wednesday to Thursday morning or whatever, there was some freezing conditions. And when I woke up on Thursday morning, it was cold.
Yeah, it was. You had to scrape your windows.
Yeah. Luckily enough, I didn't get up that early. yeah, what happened out in the fields? Is there any bad things going on? Because I know that they usually on those times they have to use their irrigation.
Thank goodness we have it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because when the buds are opening and getting ready to do their thing is really sensitive, and it could cold.
And this was probably that most sensitive time right now, isn't it?
Yes.
I went out to the office on that morning, and it was so foggy. I think just because everybody was doing the irrigation on the berries.
It looks like mist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pretty sight, but not for a farmer.
I had to actually turn on my lights just to make sure I was seeing and I could see.
So I want to thank all the people that do the farms around here to take extra care and so we can have a good crop, because they're up early in the morning. It's not fun.
Yeah.
And they're worried all night. And then tomorrow they still have to, you know, do it again. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 days in a row.
Well, and for those that don't have irrigation, they're just praying all night.
You just, you know.
Yeah. When do you bring the bees?
Soon. When their flowers are a little bit more open so they can do their work. Yeah. Okay. Right now they're very closed. They're just susceptible to the cold.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're full. The bushes are full of blossoms.
They are.
Or
blooms.
Not blooms. Jeez, what am I talking about? Buds.
Buds, yeah. Yeah.
And you
they
don't know
good.
If they're leaf buds or fruit buds. They're all buds on the tree.
How do you find out? Like then
you
just
can look
they...
and kind of see, tell up close, but
otherwise time will tell.
I was going to say, time.
Time's on your side. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So thanks to all the farmers, and it goes for not just blueberries, it's all the different fruits and stuff. Not so much apples because it's a little bit later in the year, but.
Those that don't have irrigation, is there anything that they can do in situations like
that? They can buy those wind machines, I guess they call them wind machines. It's like a big fan blade up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I mean.
And they put them in the field.
It swirls the air so it mixes the warm with the cold.
Okay.
And I also seen when I was living in Pullman, I was going to work one morning on 109th and one of the farms. I don't know if they had, it was some type of tree fruit. And they had huge fires burning.
Oh, yeah.
To keep all around them, they had fires.
Smoke pots, they call them. And
no, these are like just brush.
Really?
They caught brush on fire just to keep the trees warm.
Hurry up and set that apple orchard on fire so you can keep these blueberries safe.
In Florida with smudge pots with the oranges.
But that was the first time I seen that. And it was cold that morning, too. And they had fires burning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little.
To be a fruit farmer, it's hard.
Yeah. No doubt.
It is.
So, and we're certainly thankful for our fruit farmers because they certainly do a lot for our health and our wellness and well-being for sure. But, all right. So that dessert, let's get to it.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, I did the tiramisu a few weeks ago.
Or before we start, Hillary, what did you think of it?
What dessert?
Yum, yum.
But you brought it in, right?
It was a little on your... I got some on my face.
Where did this dessert come from?
I didn't bring it.
You
Treat
didn't?
Made it.
Made it.
I thought, didn't you say earlier that she brought the dessert in? I swear she said
I'm
that.
So sweet, I could be dessert.
Oh, that's what I said. Yes.
I don't know about that. Who would say something like that?
Oh, that's a knee slapper.
No, right? When you're a child, yes. But not as an adult. I'm like, it's a little bit weird. So anyway,
Yum.
The tiramisu idea came to me because I had a couple things and I was just at a loss for what to make. And that came to me. So
we had
the scone mix, the true blueberry scone mix. I made that, put it on a sheet tray.
Okay.
And made it thinner than you would a scone, way thinner than you would a scone. Baked it like the directions said. I thought, well, we'll try it. You know, you might as well be a little creative while you got the time.
Right.
Whatever. So then I cut it all in strips to fit my 8x8 casserole dish or baking dish, I guess they call it. and laid them in there, and I got my old-fashioned lemonade out of the concentrate out of the can.
Okay.
And poured it on there.
It tastes real.
It does.
Because lemon and blueberries, it
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, it does.
And it's a little sweet because that concentrate is on the sweeter side. And then I made the, instead of coffee, I did the lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I layered our blueberry, I made the dip.
The dip.
The lemon dip. Smeared that on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Put that's another good. Layer of cookie. Not cookie. Scone.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then
it's good.
Mm-hmm. Whipped cream on top
yeah,
of that.
Definitely. And then little zest.
A little zest on top and yeah. some Florida blueberries are in. So I bought me
perfect.
Some. And
I was going to ask you.
Now, it looks like the ones inside the mix, those are those frozen and you dropped a few fresh on top?
No,
is
they're
that what happened?
Dried in the
they're
mix.
Dried. In the mix is dried.
The mix okay. is dried.
And you, but they and you rehydrate. Dropped a few. Frozens in there, right? Or a couple fresh ones on there?
Yes.
I swear I just had a fresh blueberry.
You did.
Yeah, you did. And I just put a few.
You did.
But yeah, so Florida first first fresh crop, I guess. The new crop, I guess mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
When they're at Meijer's and they're not bad, they look really good.
Yep, yeah, they do. I've seen them the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to get them.
What do you look for when you look at fresh blueberries at Meijer?
Just to make sure they're not bleeding, you know, open, because that means they're old,
mm-hmm.
moldy, same as any fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, usually they hold up really well. But I like Florida because they are fresh. They come right here. They're mm-hmm. not held in a container
not on a barge,
shipped over.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was that. And I thought, well, I don't know if the texture would be good or
it was perfect.
Like
yeah.
It held firm. It was good. It was
yeah. I made it last night.
Oh, geez.
So this morning, yeah, that's yeah. the thing about tiramisu. You make it the night before.
Nice.
And that's why I thought it might be soggy.
It's not, yeah, it's
not
at all.
Not at all. Uh-huh.
I didn't know what proportion to make or whatever. Good.
It's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yay. And then whipped cream is on top. You can use Cool Whip if that's what you got.
Did you make that whipped cream?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
She whipped the cream.
Vanilla, I whipped the cream.
Jeez.
What can't you do?
Well, no,
what can't you do?
Don't even start with that.
on that note, we have to call an end to our Blueberry Chicks session today. So, ladies, Courtney, Hillary, Treat, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yes, I hope everybody out there enjoyed this segment. When we come back, we're going to have the regular show, or at least the regulars will all be back in. But we had a good time today.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
We always
giggled.
Do.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
do.
Right on.
We do. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, right on. Thank you. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.